This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today, we're speaking with Manali Subramanyam. She is the founder of Zeo Marketing and Strategic Consultancy. How are you doing today, Manali?
I'm good, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and or I should say as well as can be during all of these trying times that everybody is experiencing. And as a result of that, I think that your discussion today is going to come in very timely to be part of the solutions for everyone. So before we start talking about our subject, can you give our listeners a little overview of your company?
Absolutely. So we are the award-winning technology marketing company. We serve the telecommunications and IT segment. And what we do is we provide you with marketing solutions, both digital and traditional marketing solutions to companies that are in telecom, cloud, IT, software, and emerging tech sector. So anyone that deals with cybersecurity, AI, blockchain, IoT, mobility, we have a marketing solution that's geared towards us. Now, our main line of business is strategic consultancy, where we help you understand how you would be able to take your product to the market. So take to market strategy. We help you get into new markets. So more like distribution channel, new market strategy, or we can help you grow your revenue. So this would be more tactical in terms of what are some of the top five or six things you could do in order to increase your product or brand visibility within your existing market, or to help your clients recognize you or your products or the pain points that you're able to solve for them. So helping companies in IT and telecom segment identify that, and then probably put that and help them put that into practice is what we basically do. So anything, so when we talk about doing practice, it's about digital marketing, website development, and all of those nice little things that you do on a day-to-day basis.
I do want to welcome you back to the show. It's been since, I think it was June of last year, that was the last time we talked, and there's been so much happening since then worldwide that this talk is actually going to have much more importance. We're going to be talking about the Canadian Channel Partners show, and that was last held in, I think it was in June.
That's right.
And since then, basically, a lot of the shows have literally, even then, they were stopping. I'm trying to think that this situation's been going on for a year almost already. What are we going to be doing in February for the next show? What do you have planned?
We actually are planning on bringing this event into a hybrid format for February 2021. This is also seeing a lot of traction, both from our sponsors and attendees. And when we say hybrid, what I'm really trying to do is we will have the event on a virtual platform in 3D reality. So if you recall last year, we had actually set it up in a Toronto downtown format where you would be entering into a conference hall, going through different vendors, clicking on their booths, having a one-on-one video or online conversation with them, joining networking sessions, being able to identify who else is present in the room and communicating with them. So all of those nice things that we did last year for the using the virtual platform for the CCP 2020, we are going to do the same thing, but then we are also going to do an on-site version of this event. Before you actually wonder why, it's because we wanted to kind of provide a safe environment for our sponsors and our vendors to be able to communicate with the channel partners, but in a way that it maintains the social distancing. So what we've done is we actually booked 3 conference rooms in the Weston Harbor Castle in downtown Toronto. Now, if you've been coming to our event, I'm sure you'll recall that we actually did this event in 2019 and 18. We've done it in the Weston Harbor Castle, and it's a beautiful property right off the lakeshore in downtown Toronto. So we are going to book 3 beautiful big rooms in this location, or we have already actually booked these rooms. In each of the rooms, we are going to put 5 vendors with 1 attendee per vendor. And then we've allowed the attendees to purchase ticket based on the time of the day. So they can either block like 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, so on and so forth. So between 8 to 6, they can block 1 hour of time. When they purchase a ticket, they have to identify which hour they want to be on site. When they come on site, we will allow, within an hour, we will allow 5 visitors per room. So if you booked between 8 to 9, there will be only 5 attendees that can go into a room. And they can only go to the room at the time that has been all allocated to them. So that way, we can always maintain a maximum of 10 people per room at any time. Of course, we'll provide them with masks and gloves and all of those nice things, sanitizers. We'll be sanitizing the room every hour as well. So we've got all of that in place. And then we will also will have big screens so they can actually see what's going on at the virtual event on the screens in the hotel. And they can help themselves at, depending on the time that they come in. They can go have breakfast, lunch, or dinner with us, and then be able to interact and meet with the sponsor. So that's how actually how we are doing this hybrid event. And each room actually can accommodate up to 50 people, but we have booked the biggest rooms just because we want to make sure that everyone has enough space and there's a lot of social distancing and people are managing those arm length distance with each other, even if they are inside the room, even if it's only 10 people in the room.
So this is a limited capacity. And if people are looking to make it to Channel Partners, you're probably going to want to have them sign up early. Would that be the case?
That's absolutely, absolutely right. Because we got on the virtual platform, we can accommodate up to 2,000 attendees. And we are all set to actually increase it to up to 2,500 attendees as well. But on-site is actually limited to just 250 attendees per day. We will not be able to pass. Every time we were sold out, we were able to kind of get more rooms and put more chairs and so on and so forth. But this year, we will not be able to do that. So if the attendees want to come on-site, they need to go in and book these rooms and get spot beforehand, like book their spot, like their hour to attend on-site. They need to do it on beforehand. Just so that you know, they can always attend the event just virtually as well, right? Like, so both the attendees and everyone that registers for the event will automatically be registered with the virtual platform by default, and then the on-site they have to pick.
So that's actually what I was going to get into. So if they can't get to the on-site, you know, then you've got it all set up for the US and Canada that they'd be able to attend on a remote basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The on-site is only to have that human connection, to have some interaction with the sponsors. All the keynotes will actually be done online, and all the presentations will be done online as well. The vendor pavilion and the booths will be present online as well.
And from my point of view, I just can't wait for all of this to be over, because the on-site personal interaction between individuals, companies, technologies, just to see the facial expressions and how people react in discussions. And it's all encompassing when you're on site, and it makes for a much better experience as well as a much better educational process, because remote learning is good, but it's really a lot better when you're there and involved with the whole process.
So I absolutely agree. So, but mind you, Don, with our on-site event, you'll have to learn how to read eyes, because, you know, with the mask and all, that's all you'll be able to see.
You're right.
So, yeah.
So for the vendors in our audience, are there any spots left that they might be able to sign up for at the physical locations and potentially as speakers?
For speakers, we have some, like quite a few spots left for the speakers right now, because we are extending, this is the first time we are actually doing the event over a 2-day period. So we are doing it for the 23rd and 24th of Feb. So we do have 2 days, and we are running 2 streams of speeches simultaneously on our virtual platform. So we have speaker spots, you know, actually, right now, everyone, including the channel partners, they want to know how they can actually generate or find new revenue. Everyone is looking for new ways to generate revenue. So the only sectors that are buying right now are the government bodies. And so what we've done is we've partnered with the Canadian government And we will run a workshop where the ICT community can learn how to sell to the government. And then we are doing the same thing with the US side of things. So we are bringing in an expert from the US government segment who's going to talk about how they can sell to the US government and what are, like, you know, some of the key things you should. That's a workshop that's really popular. So we're getting a lot of spots getting filled up from the attendee perspective. If this is of interest to your audience, I would strongly recommend that they go in and they book their spot right now, because yes, we have a virtual platform and we can accommodate 2,000 attendees, but that's all we will be able to accommodate. So they need to go in there and get their spot right away.
I can confirm that the US government is spending lots of money and trying to promote the 5G and get the communications and the internet extended to the rural areas, as well as modernizing the military. $600 million they're spending on Marine Corps automation of their warehouse. So it's warehouses around the world, and all of it's going to be interconnected with 5G. That's amazing stuff that they're doing. So that's an excellent program. I think you're going to get a lot of attendees in that.
Thank you. Thank you, Don. Yes. You know, I've always, you know, because marketing just comes naturally to us. We are like a marketing company, and we always think from the customer's perspective, what are the attendees going to actually want to know if they come to this event? If they are spending their time with us, what are some of the things they can take back that will help them be better at what they do today? So bringing in this workshop, I'm really excited, and we are very grateful to both the governments for actually partnering with us on this. It took us, you know, some time, but I'm really excited that they are supporting us with this initiative. But you know, it's not just this workshop, Don, right? Like, we are also this year we are again going to bring back Jay McBain, the Forrester analyst for the channel partners community, and as you know, he's like the thought leader, the guru that everyone wants to follow in the channel community, that everyone wants to hear, everyone wants to know what the trends are like, are going to be in the channel community. So he's going to come in and talk about the channel trends for 2021. He's always been very popular. And again, we are very grateful we were able to sign him up and bring him again to our event. We are also going to bring in another Forrester analyst this time, who's going to talk about customer experience, and he's going to talk about a little bit on the automation side. I'm going to actually keep that name reserved for a while because I'm just finalizing all the deals with them, all the conversations with him. So once that is done, I'm going to share his name. And last but not the least, Dano Ibarra, you know, he's always been another crowd favorite at our event. So he's going to talk about leadership in tumultuous times, right? These are just like few of the speakers we have in the lineup. We also have a few other speakers that have already signed, like that have signed up, and the topics are still under consideration. We have Pat Savitra. I'm probably going to say it wrong, but he is the founder of Rabbit Run, and it's an innovative SD-WAN technology for small office, home office. Now, when we talk SD-WAN, everyone thinks about it as a substitute for the VPN, as like the cost-effective solution, as something that people can run with and make internet have more quality of service on internet connection.
Can you let our listeners know where they can find out a little bit more and sign up?
Absolutely. So they can go to CanadianChannelPartners.com. They can get both options, either to register for the event or to get the sponsorship package right at the on the main page itself. Again, this website address is Canadian, C-A-N-A-D-I-A-N, channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L, partners with an S, partners.com.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Manali Subramanyam. She is the founder of Zio Marketing and Strategic Consultancy. And Manali, I think you're going to have another very successful event. And you've got an interesting lineup that I think is going to bring in a lot more people for you.
Thank you, Don.